This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Since we have a shortened program, instead of talking about things in the news and other issues, I thought we'd do our community spotlight segment early tonight. In this case, there is a fundraiser going on about a week from tomorrow that could help a kidney transplant patient continue to go through that process. The event is called Kindness for a Kidney, and joining me here to talk about that in studio is Tracy Nicholas, as her family will be helped by this. Tracy, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good evening.
Glad to have you. Tell me a little bit about the story. Who in your family is being helped? And tell me a little bit of the background behind the situation.
My husband, Mike, needs to have a kidney transplant. This would be his second transplant. He had his first one in 2010. He received his mother's kidney.
Oh, wow.
And that held out very well until 2014. He got a fungal infection that you can get from playing with pigeons or chickens, just being around the farm.
Oh.
He works along the Mississippi River.
Okay.
The medication for that also seemed to attack the kidney, and in 2016, we went back on the transplant list.
Oh, my goodness.
About a year ago, we started actively searching for another living donor. And we have had many people start the testing process, but no 100% go-aheads yet. So we are still looking for people to test, but we're wondering if maybe God is holding out for us to be more financially prepared, and that's why he has not answered our prayers yet. So we are, well, my entertainer friends are going to have a benefit for us coming up on the 24th. I am a professional balloon artist, and I've met some wonderful magicians and face painters and other artists along the way, and they decided to do this for us.
I could talk to you about balloon art all day, but I don't think we'll have time to do that here. But that has got to be such a frustrating situation, just from one knowing that the medicine adversely impacted the kidney, and that that there's been a lot of testing going on. Is that blood-related testing? You have to find the right blood type and all that, or is that a different situation?
Part of it is blood type. Part of it is also tissue typing and antibody typing. So it starts with a simple questionnaire and blood test for testing.
Wow. Okay. So how's everybody doing going through all this? I can't imagine how frustrating or stressful or whatever this process may be. How are you doing?
It is very frustrating and it is stressful, but it also creates great bonds. We have some of the most wonderful understanding children because of this.
That's good. Well, at least they're understanding now, right? Until they go back to being what might be their usual selves, perhaps? No, I'm kidding. But no, that's, well, if there's a good lesson to be learned from that, I guess patience is probably quite a virtue these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we have a very strong support from friends and family and community.
So I'll only ask this because of the entertainment that's going to be helping you out with this fundraiser. How'd you become a balloon artist, and how'd you get hooked up with all these other people?
Oh, it's probably been 16 years ago. A friend showed me one or two, and I got carried away. and along the way, I met some other people that got kind of carried away with it. So, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a whole community in itself.
But that's awfully gratifying that they're willing to come and help you out through all this.
Yes, we all help each other. I've helped with benefits, and they're offering to put this together for me. We have the painted dragon crystal shaft, wonderful, fantastic artist coming to do face painting.
Awesome.
We have world traveler, award-winning Mark Yeager magician coming to be one of our headliners, as well as magician Rick Eugene Brammer, another award-winning, wonderful magician, very, very close friend of mine. He's the mastermind behind all of it. We have a couple more that are looking to confirm they're going to be there still, but right now we already have an amazing, amazing group of people coming, and we're going to have a bake sale.
That's great. So, and this is all happening a week from Saturday, November 24th, and you're having it where?
At the First Church of God.
Great. Okay. And admission, and tell me a little bit more about that end of it.
We're doing just $5 at the door to come in, and that includes your face painting and your balloons and everything, and watching the show. And, of course, the bake sale is something extra. You're welcome to donate whatever we would like. We were just requesting $5 a
Absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. That's great. So I know you mentioned it at the beginning, but talk a little bit about what the proceeds and that sort of thing will pay for, and what that will help with in terms of this, in terms of this journey that you're on.
Part of it would be cost of travel. Our preferred transplant center and where we are registered is the University of Wisconsin in Madison transplant center there. Mike would be up there for at least a week around transplant, so I have to be able to live on the road and be up there with him. And for part of the wages lost while he is down for recovery time, he only gets 40% of his baseline pay. That we need to have enough in savings to cover all of our bills in that time and any other medical expenses we don't foresee.
Sure. I don't want to say where specifically he works, just so he doesn't get in any trouble or anything, but what does he do?
He's a steel worker.
Ah, okay. Very good. And how have his coworkers, how have other friends responded to this? Have they been able to help you out at all through this process?
Absolutely. We do get a lot of support from family, from coworkers, from friends, and a good number of them have even tested for us.
That's wonderful. That must be, while things obviously haven't worked out perhaps the way you've hoped yet, I imagine that must be so gratifying that that at least people are offering and are trying to step up in some way or another.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So again, this is Saturday, November 24th at the First Church of God in Galesburg. Kindness for a Kidney. Again, everything what? Starts when?
1 p.m. 1 to 3, we'll do the face painting, walk around close-up magic where the kids can get some hands-on learning, and the balloon art, and then at 3 p.m. we start the stage show.
Okay. These entertainers, by the way, are pretty, what, well-known around the Quad Cities area, is that right?
Absolutely. Some of the best you're going to find, and one's a world traveler as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. And I wanted to make sure we talked about this, because this is such a unique fundraiser compared to some of the others that we hear about. So anything else we should know about what's going on next Saturday?
No, just that we want you to join us, because I'm sure by then everybody's ready for a afternoon out of the house after all the Thanksgiving celebrating.
Yeah, that is very true. I'm ready for it already, and it hasn't even happened yet. Mm-hmm. So.
And you can restock your baked goods section for Christmas at the bake sale.
There you go. That's a great idea. All right. Tracy Nicholas, again, Tracy's husband, will benefit from your generosity with the Kindness for a Kidney fundraiser next Saturday at the First Church of God in Galesburg. You can also find out more on the community events page of WGIL.com as the event, among others, is listed online there. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in. We do appreciate it, and we wish you nothing but the best with the fundraiser and going forward as your husband fights the good fight here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We will have sports and more coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.